This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
70 degrees and mostly cloudy out there right now in Chapel Hill Carborough, 71 degrees in Hillsboro. Fog is heavy in places, so be careful as you're heading out on the road. We've got partly sunny skies today with a slight chance of rain throughout the day, highs in the upper 80s. Decent chance of rain tomorrow, but it looks like a beautiful weekend in store. 6:07 is the time. I am, of course, not Ron Stutz. I'm Aaron Keck, filling in for Ron once again today and tomorrow as he takes some time off. He'll be back in this chair on Monday. And our top story for today, as it's been all week, State Senator Ellie Kinnaird stepping down from her seat representing District 23, Orange and Chatham counties, announcing that on Monday, and now four candidates have put their names in the hat officially to be considered to be appointed to replace her in the state Senate. Those candidates are State Representative Valerie Fouché, currently representing District 50 of Orange and Durham County. Carborough Mayor, soon to be former Carborough Mayor Mark Chilton, he's stepping down from that seat after the November elections. He's put his name in for consideration. Former State Representative Alice Bordson, who represented Eastern Alamance County for 10 years. Her term ended in January of this year. She stepped out of the State House due to redistricting issues. And most recently, Amy Tiemann, a nationally known author and a writer on parenting and child safety, who's been active in Moral Monday protests. We will hear from the candidates throughout the day. We begin with State Representative Valerie Fouché, who became the first to put her hat in the ring. She said on Wednesday, yesterday, following her announcement that she's seeking appointment to the Senate seat, that her years of experience serving Orange County makes her the right fit for the job. WCHL's Rachel Nash reports.
My service 8 years as a commissioner for the whole of Orange County was something that I certainly enjoyed, and where I have enjoyed serving District 50, I think Senate District 23 is a good fit for me.
Fouché has also served as a member and chair of the Chapel Hill Carborough School Board, in addition to serving as the chair of the Orange County Board of Commissioners. She was also a member of the Chapel Hill Police Department for 21 years. She said Orange County is a unique area with an active and informed constituency.
We care for people. We believe in providing the necessary services. Well, and that's where I want to remain, and that's what I want to continue to do.
Senate District 23 covers Orange and Chatham counties. The position was previously held by Senator Ellie Kinnaird, a Democrat, who resigned the post Monday due to what she said was a frustration over actions taken by the Republican-controlled legislature. Fouché said she spoke with Kinnaird Wednesday morning and offered praise for the nine-term senator, saying, quote, Ellie has been a great mentor to me. Kinnaird said she will now focus her efforts on combating the voter ID law, an idea which Fouché championed.
We really need to make sure that every eligible voter in North Carolina is able to vote. We need to make sure that there is access to the ballot box. We need to make sure that North Carolina remains a beacon.
Many teachers in North Carolina criticized this past legislative session for steep budget cuts to education, ending teacher tenure, and not providing a pay raise to educators.
We're not going to have great schools if we don't value our teachers who provide great education to our children. Those things we have to get back to, and we have to get back to them quickly because we are very quickly tearing them down.
So she said whether her career continues as a representative or a senator, she will continue to push for progressive legislation.
The Democrats are going to continue to work hard to change these things, to get them turned around. We're not going to say die. We're not going to lay down.
The 23rd Senatorial District Executive Committee is the group charged with nominating someone to serve the remainder of Kinnaird's term, which is up in 2014. After the committee nominates a replacement, it is state law that North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory must formally appoint the committee's choice. The committee, which only meets in rare circumstances, is made up of four Democratic officials, two from Orange and two from Chatham County. A date has not yet been set for the committee meeting, but state leaders expect it will happen within the next 30 days. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Not long after Fauci made her announcement, Carborough Mayor Mark Chilton weighed in, announcing that he, too, was putting his name in for consideration for the state Senate seat. WCHL spoke with him yesterday. Here is part of what they had to say.
With Ellie Kinnaird's retirement announcement this past Sunday, I've been considering the possibility for the last couple of days and have decided to put my name forward as a possible person to be appointed to replace Senator Kinnaird. Deeply honor and respect the work that she's done in the state Senate. I would like to not only kind of carry forward that legacy of perfect progressive advocacy, but also use the position or use the office to be a leader at the state level in helping to organize to regain control of the state Senate, to get the Democratic Party back in charge of the state Senate, so that we can return to the days when North Carolina was a progressive leader in the South.
You posted on social media that there was one bit of final information that you needed to determine whether or not you would fill or file for this seat. What was that last bit of information?
I have some friends and allies who have been longtime supporters of one another, and I needed to just determine whether any of them were so interested in this position that I'd rather sit on the sidelines and let someone else do it. And heard back from the last of folks this afternoon.
Want to share any of those names with us?
Not really.
Alrighty. We're speaking with Carborough Mayor Mark Chilton, who announced today he has filed to fill the seat of Ellie Kinnaird in North Carolina Senate District 23. Now, one thing that Ellie Kinnaird has said is that she would like to see a female fill her seat once she retired. She said that for years, and while she said that, you know, there are many strong candidates out there, that she would like to see more females in the General Assembly in North Carolina. Any thoughts to that and what she said for years now?
Well, I think at this point it's more important for us to focus on the question of how to go about removing Tea Party members from the General Assembly, and hopefully that'll bring a wave of new female members among others into the General Assembly in the future. So, you know, from my perspective, the question is not what a candidate's gender is, but what they're going to do to begin to turn a very bad situation around in our state legislature.
Is this a position that you'd like to hold past this first 6 months of filling the rest of this the seat, or is this something that you'd really just like to focus on the next 6 months?
Well, I would anticipate serving for a number of years, My goal would be to at least be there long enough to see the party through the stage of turning around control of the state Senate, so that we can begin to undo the harm that the Tea Party has done to our state.
Mark Chilton, mayor of Carborough, now candidate for a state Senate, as he speaks with WCHL's Rand Northam. That was yesterday. Much more to hear from Mark Chilton as well as Valerie Fauci later on this hour and throughout the morning news. We'll also hear with candidate number three for that seat, former state representative Alice Bordson, rumored to have been Kinnaird's favorite choice for the seat. There is a fourth candidate who just announced recently, Amy Tiemann, nationally known author who writes on parenting and child safety. She's been active in Moral Monday as well. And later on this hour, we'll hear from the senator herself, Ellie Kinnaird, more from her later on this hour, as well as Orange County Board of Commissioners Chair Barry Jacobs, who has served on the Board of County Commissioners with Valerie Fauci. We'll also hear from Alice Bordson. That's all later on this hour, and stay tuned to us throughout the morning news to hear a lot more on the race to succeed Ellie Kinnaird. Again, that race is going to be decided by appointment, a committee of four people, two from Orange County and two from Chatham, ultimately tasked with making that decision. Then Governor Pat McCrory will make it official shortly thereafter. 6:16 is the time here at WCHL Studios. We've got traffic and weather together coming up after this.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and MLS number 33.
Performance BMW in Chapel Hill is breaking records this month with the Performance BMW 150. I'm Gerald LeMoyne, General Manager of Performance BMW. Never before have we sold 150 BMWs in 1 month, and we want to blow that threshold away. Getting your dream car comes at a very affordable price this month. As low as 0.9% financing is available on many certified pre-owned BMWs this month. And BMW will also make your first two payments on select certified models. Wow! Follow our progress on Facebook and Twitter. We sell 150 BMWs this month. Every person who bought this month will be automatically entered into a drawing for a weekend escape, Nashville or Wilmington, and the use of a BMW to enjoy for the weekend. Wow! The Performance BMW 150, your opportunity to win.
Select models for BMW incentives. See dealer for details. Financing with approved credit through BMW FS. Take delivery before 8/31/2013.
Visit our virtual showroom at performancebmwchapelhill.com. Certified pre-owned BMWs come with a protection plan for up to 6 years or 100,000 miles. Performance BMW is a Hendrick team member. BMW is the ultimate driving machine, 2013 Center of Excellence and volume leader.
6:18 is the time here at WCHL Studios. Time now for traffic and weather together. This traffic report is brought to you by the Southern Rail, serving lunch and dinner daily and brunch on the weekends on either side of the railroad tracks. Southern Rail in the heart of downtown Carrboro. Still relatively early in the morning, so no surprise, not a lot of traffic out there right now. 15501 Fordham Boulevard, NC54, looking good in all directions. I-40 moving smoothly as well, east and west from Hillsborough to Raleigh, and traffic looking okay in Durham as well. There is quite a bit of fog out there, so if you are heading out on the roads early, be careful. Visibility is not going to be great, but right now traffic is looking okay at the very least. If you're seeing anything that we're not reporting either now or throughout the morning news, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Send us a tweet at WCHL or give us a call in the newsroom at 919-967-8363. Let us know what's going on. This weather report is brought to you by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Right now, it is 71 degrees in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, 70 in Hillsborough. Partly to mostly cloudy skies out there. Again, fog in the area, so be careful if you're headed out there on the roads. Later today, we've got partly sunny skies. Slight chance of rain throughout the day, but nothing like the steady rains we saw yesterday. It's going to be warmer with highs in the upper 80s. Overnight lows tonight down to the upper 60s with a slight chance of rain continuing, and then a 30% chance of rain to end the weekend on Friday with chance of rain mainly in the afternoon. Highs will be around 90, so a hot day to end the week. Overnight lows down in the mid-60s, that chance of rain continuing into the evening. Then it's looking pretty good for the weekend. We've got a slight chance of showers on Saturday morning. Otherwise, partly to mostly sunny skies. Doesn't get much better than that for your weekend. Highs on Saturday will be Saturday and Sunday will be in the lower 80s, with skies clearing up throughout the weekend, and they will remain mostly clear as we get into the work week as well. Highs in the mid to upper 80s with no rain all the way through Wednesday. 6:21 is the time. Time now for David Letterman's Top 10 List.
From the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York, The Late Show with David Letterman. Top 10 List.
D. Do you have room for more furniture, appliances, or electronics? Good, because we at Aaron's don't. So during our August mega clearance event, we're slashing prices on our previously leased merchandise. Come in and save hundreds on big screen TVs, Blu-ray players, gaming systems, washer dryers, refrigerators, sofas, bedroom sets, computers, and a lot more. You'll find reduced prices, reduced payments, and reduced terms on top name brands. If you've got the room, get to Aaron's today or go to Aaron's.com/clearance.
If it's hard to stop or you hear squealing and grinding noises during braking, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. You'll find the brake parts you need from trusted brands like BrakeBest, BrakeBest Select, and Wagner ThermoQuiet at everyday low prices. Play it safe with brake parts from O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Well, the TLC, the Learning Channel, aired a very special program Monday night about a man with a 132-pound scrotum.
Well, that...
Yeah.
I've been reading about this. This was on what network again was it?
The Learning Channel.
Ah.
Okay, so now the category tonight, other TLC specials. They're not done. This is just a jumping off spot for the TLC. Other TLC specials. Number 10, Hey, I Have a Tail. Number 9, My Rotisserie Chicken Bride. Number 8, The Guy at the Gym with Weird Knees. Number 7, People Think I'm Belgian. Number 6, Raccoon Boy. Number 5, America's Sexiest Amish Cougars. Number 4, Flip That Mattress. Number 3, Toddlers and Tacos. Number 2, Hump Blimp. And the number 1 TLC special, Ass Swap.
Don't forget to join Dave tonight when his scheduled guests will be Serena Williams, comedian Sean Donnelly, and MGMT. That's tonight on the CBS Television Network. Copyright 2013. Worldwide Pants Incorporated.
Oh, David Letterman, you so crazy. 6:24 back in WCHL Studios. Time now for a very quick look at championship sports. We've got the Osgood File on the way. This sports report presented this hour by Franklin Street Realty. 1 week away from the start of Tar Heel football, Tar Heels were forced to take cover in the Eddie Smith Fieldhouse for part of yesterday's football practice due to a little bit of rain in the area. But the session ended outdoors. Weather didn't dampen the spirits of senior safety Trey Boston, who says he's happy his defense is being underrated. He says he relishes being under the radar and remains confident in his teammates' abilities to get pressure and cause some problems for imposing offenses. Kareem Martin for one, but certainly not the only one.
This year, this is crazy because I think this is one of our best D-lines I've seen in a long time, and people don't know too many names except Kareem Martin, and I'll let them, you know, keep thinking that because...
That is part of what Boston had to say. You can read this story and follow all the latest on Tar Heel football on our website, chapelboro.com. More from Trey Boston later on the news. Time now, though, for the Osgood File.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Visit autoowners.com. This is Charles Osgood. At Fort Meade, Maryland yesterday, a 25-year-old Army PFC, Bradley Manning, was sentenced to 35 years in military prison, giving hundreds of thousands of classified files to WikiLeaks. His lawyer, David Coombs, says Manning could be eligible for parole in 7 years. But Coombs seemed more upset about the sentence than Manning did.
He looks to me and he says, it's okay. It's all right. Don't worry about it. It's all right. I know you did your best. It's going to be okay. I'm going to be okay.
More after this.
There are a lot of complicated things in life. Rocket science, taxes, and tying a bow tie. But insurance does not have to be one of those complicated things. Your local independent agency representing Auto Owners Insurance will sit down and customize a plan just for you. So instead of trying to muddle through it all online yourself, contact your local independent auto owners agency. Find your local independent agent at autoowners.com. That's autoowners.com. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Every day, it seems, there's something new your smartphone can do. Now, it can open and close your garage door from anywhere in the world.
With a LiftMaster garage door opener with MyQ technology, you can use your smartphone or computer to control your garage door from anywhere, anytime, like right now. And LiftMaster garage door openers with battery backup keep your garage door working even if the power isn't. Find a dealer near you at LiftMaster.com. Go ahead, look it up on your smartphone. PSC Bradley Manning had apologized last week, telling the judge he leaked documents to help people, not to hurt people. But he did hurt people, said CBS News national security consultant Jeff McCausland.
Prosecution did point out that a number of intelligence sources had been lost. People had to be moved to protect their lives. So in so doing, I think Manning put his fellow soldiers in harm's way and damaged U.S. national security. A clear message, I think, being sent out about how important that is for a nation at war.
By now, you most likely know what Manning did. But for anyone who missed it somehow, our CBS News colleague David Martin spells out what he was convicted of.
Serving as a low-level intelligence analyst in Baghdad in 2010, Manning downloaded 700,000 classified files, ranging from video of a helicopter gunship attack to secret State Department cables, and gave them to the anti-secrecy website WikiLeaks.
Manning's lawyer, David Coombs, calls him a whistleblower.
We need whistleblowers like PFC Manning, people who are not afraid to stand up and speak the truth, and to risk their freedom for the ability to keep us informed. Make no mistake about it, the cancer of overclassification is threatening the very fabric of our free society.
The Osgood File. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
When you or your folks are downsizing, you need a place you can trust to sell valuable items such as sterling flatware, tea sets, gold jewelry, coins, watches, and more. Jewel Recycle is the place to sell these items in Chapel Hill, located inside University Mall between Chick-fil-A and Engravables. Selling your items to Jewel Recycle is fast and easy. You can walk in without an appointment and walk out with cash in hand. There's never any pressure. Selling gold or silver, visit Jewel Recycle in University Mall.
Tom Wiltberger here of Terra Nova Global Properties with the top three most embarrassing things that have happened to your realtor on the job. Number three, accidentally let the neighbor's cat in, which was standing at the front door. Number two, showed the wrong house. And number one, while showing a house, walked in on people sleeping, or worse yet, bathing. While you might find these funny, buying or selling a house isn't a laughing matter. We're serious about real estate. Give us a call.
Terra Nova Global Properties, focused on you. Online at terranovaglobal.com.
For more than 20 years, the Kennedy Dental Group has established an unbeatable standard of diagnosis, treatment, and dental care for patients at their University Square office. Doctors Jeff Kennedy, a 1984 UNC graduate, Richard Wagner, and newest partner Leland Webb have more than 100 years of experience and continue to be recognized locally in the best dentist category. They look forward to their upcoming relocation to the iconic former WCHL building at the bottom of East Franklin Street. Visit KennedyDentalGroup.com. to learn more.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Bella Spa. It's over half off, $195 for a body wrap and facial, available now for $89. Bella Spa wants you to come relax, renew, and rejuvenate in the area's newest spa, Fordham Boulevard. You'll receive a body wrap treatment that stimulates your body's ability to break down fat, increase metabolism, and help eliminate water retention using natural ingredients. It's over half off from Bella Spa. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
CBS News at the bottom of the hour coming up in just a minute. Until then, this weather report brought to you by Elmo's Diner. When life demands more than just breakfast, Elmo's offers lunch, dinner, shakes, cakes, and a whole lot more. It's Elmo's Diner at Carmel Mall in Carrboro. Foggy out there right now, but otherwise not too bad. Partly cloudy skies, 71 degrees in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, 70 in Hillsboro. Do be careful, though, if you're headed out on the roads. Fog is heavy in places. We've got partly sunny skies today with a slight chance of rain later on this afternoon. Highs will be in the upper 80s, so back to the hot weather again. Overnight lows in the upper 60s tonight with that slight chance of rain continuing. And then tomorrow, partly sunny skies to end the week, with highs around 90, 30% chance of rain mainly in the afternoon. That will carry over into Saturday morning, but beautiful weather from there on out all the way through the weekend with highs in the lower 80s.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Peter King. It's now at least 17, the number of women accusing San Diego Mayor Bob Filner of sexual harassment. Businesswoman Diane York says Filner put his hand on her backside. They posed for a picture 3 months ago.
I have now come forward, and I'm sure there's many, many more who could, but it does take a lot of courage. It does, believe me.
Rachel Lang is with a group that's leading a recall effort.
The mayor has shown extreme stubbornness. He's shown no shame or remorse for what he's done to women, and nothing short of his leaving the office will suffice for us.
And the city attorney says a possible deal with Filner will be announced Friday.
This is Steve Futterman in San Diego. Of course, no one is saying officially if this deal requires the mayor to resign. However, it's been generally felt that Filner's possible resignation has been a bargaining chip during these settlement talks. So no one would be surprised if the deal will force Filner to leave office.
CBS News Update, I'm Peter King.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
6:32 is the time. Again, foggy out there right now, so if you're headed out on the roads, be careful of that. I'm Aaron Keck, filling in for Ron Stutz this morning on the fourth day of what has been a very, very busy and news-filled week here in Orange County as Ellie Kinnaird, longtime state senator, stepping down from the Senate on Monday after 17 years. Her seat will be filled by appointment by a committee of four people, two from Orange County and two from Chatham County, all Democrats. And so far, four people have put their names in for consideration for that appointment. The first yesterday was State Representative Valerie Fouché, Democrat from Orange County, who currently represents District 50 in the State House. That's Orange and Durham County. She is also a former Orange County Commissioner and a member of the Chapel Hill Carborough City School Board. She was first. Shortly thereafter, Carborough Mayor Mark Chilton announced his interest in the seat. He, of course, is stepping down as Carborough Mayor after four terms this November. Lydia Lavelle taking over for him, presumably. She's running unopposed for that seat. Mayor Chilton, after 8 years as Carborough Mayor and 2 decades serving in Chapel Hill Carborough local government, putting in his name for state senator yesterday as well. Amy Tiemann, a nationally known author and a PhD in neurosciences who writes on parenting and child safety, putting in her name as well. And fourth on the list, former State Representative Alice Bordson, rumored to be Kinnaird's favorite choice, represented District 63 in eastern Alamance County for 10 years in the State House until her term ended on January of 2013. Those four all in the race, and again, that seat will be filled by appointment. Earlier this hour, we heard from State Representative Fouché and Carborough Mayor Mark Chilton. WCHL's Rand Northam also spoke yesterday with Alice Bordson, and here is part of their conversation from less than 24 hours ago.
Senator Kinnaird and I have known each other on a personal basis since 1976. We are very old friends. On a personal level, she was actually my work supervisor in the music library when I was a graduate student. She was a role model for me as I moved into local government, and we had both undertaken our graduate work as non-traditional students. So I looked to her a lot, and when I came to the General Assembly, she was a strong mentor to me in the legislature because we both ended up working on similar issues in justice and public safety. We have chaired joint committees, especially the Appropriations Committee. We both worked together on justice and public safety appropriations, which is the third largest budget in the state budget. We work together to bring justice reinvestment to North Carolina, a program that works to decrease our prison population by working on root causes. She joined me in the effort to raise the age at which juveniles are considered adults when they commit a criminal offense. I joined her to make inmate reentry work better, and also that serves to minimize our prison population. And the biggest thing is that we both carry, by choice, heavy and intensive loads of constituent services, and we do a lot of work for folks, just regular folks trying to find their way through the enormous state bureaucracy. So, you know, to be asked to complete her work over the next year and 4 months would be a real honor to me. I'm glad to do it. But most of all, I think, as she expressed it to me, she feels that her term could be completed in a way that would honor the priorities that she had made in her last campaign to her constituents, by a seasoned legislator with a successful track record.
Now, do you intend, this is looking ahead, but do you intend to just fill out the term, or is that all you're focusing on, or do you look to go further than that and take it into the next election cycle?
I can address it in this way. I believe that the focus at this point ought to be solely on who can best complete Senator Kinnaird's term in the manner that she desires and who can actually follow her priorities. And I know that I can do that. As I say, I have a very strong legislative record, and we have strong connections there. Whoever takes this appointment, gets this appointment, should walk into that job, whether they intend to run or the road is clear or not, they should walk in as strong as possible, raising money, talking to people, building support, so that if in next year's primary, which I think in Orange County should be a wide-open primary because there's a lot of talent out there, then whoever's in place walks into a strong office. So, yes, I would look towards running for that office, but again, I think anybody who takes it ought to go in with that intention. But the focus is on the job, finishing the job that Senator Kinnaird started. That's the obligation.
Alice Boardson, former state representative who represented Eastern Alamance County in the State House for 10 years until January of this year, putting in her name to replace Ellie Kinnaird in the state Senate, representing now Orange and Chatham County. You've heard already from Alice Boardson, Valerie Fouché, and Mark Chilton. We will hear more from them later on during the WCHL morning news as well. There is certainly other news going on in the area. Our local teachers got the chance to do some back-to-school shopping for free yesterday, continuing today. The East Chapel Hill Rotary Club hosted the event. It's the teacher supply store. They passed out $75 vouchers to teachers to let them stock up on classroom supplies throughout the day. The event continues today from 2 to 5 p.m. Teacher supply store has been open since 2008. Nearly 2,000 teachers have participated, and at great cause. This year, first-year novice teachers will be taking part, along with pre-K and kindergarten teachers, ESL teachers, music teachers, art teachers, PE teachers, and more. First day of classes is this Monday. For more information about the teacher supply store, you can read the story on our website, chapelboro.com. Again, it's estimated that teachers on average spend hundreds of dollars of their own money to buy needed supplies for school students throughout the year. Until that changes, which it should, their teacher supply store is there to help people out. Preston Development Incorporated, meanwhile, is planning a new project for Pittsboro called Chatham Park. This is a long time in the making already and a long time to come. The new project would be a long process, taking 30 to 40 years, but could bring many new aspects to the town, like medical facilities, parks, trails, houses, and businesses. Here's the consulting planner for Chatham Park, Philip Culpepper.
We will be a part of Pittsboro. We've already annexed portions of the property into Pittsboro. We consider Pittsboro, its historic downtown, and the people of Pittsboro an integral part of what we're trying to do.
Several developments in Chatham County have already tried to blend businesses with housing, Briar Chapel, Powell Place, and Westmore among them. Culpepper says the difference with Chatham Park is that they will have a different plan to bring in business. They won't be focusing so much on retail as the other developments do. Currently, Preston has several projects ranging across the state. When asked why Pittsboro specifically, Culpepper says it seemed like the next big area for the Triangle.
Seeing it as the next logical location for development to occur, Wake County, a lot of development has taken place to the west side of Wake County. Jordan Lake comes in, realizing the demand was going to be there, realizing we wanted to put a quality project there so that that demand could come into a quality development rather than being scattered across the county.
Chatham Park development currently includes 7,120 acres of land. And developers say that may expand beyond that between now and the time the project is done. 6:40 is the time here at WCHL Studios. Still got a lot to come this hour, including the commentators and Tar Heel trivia. That's on the way next after this.
Performance Chevrolet in Chapel Hill is breaking records this month with the Performance 400. I'm Gerald Lemoyne, General Manager of Performance Chevrolet. Never before have we sold 400 cars in the auto mall in 1 month, and we want to blow that threshold away. Many new Chevys have as low as 1.9% financing for up to 72 months. That's like free money. We have the full model lineup, all with huge reductions off of MSRP. So finding the right payment for your budget is really easy. Plus, we absolutely won't be undersold. We'll beat any deal from any Chevrolet dealer, period. Wow! Follow our progress on Facebook and Twitter. If we sell 400 cars this month, every person who bought this month will be automatically entered into a drawing for a free weekend escape to Asheville or Wilmington and the use of a vehicle to enjoy for the weekend. Wow! Performance Chevrolet 400, your opportunity to win.
Dealer retains rebates. Financing with approved credit. Exact make and model with identical equipment and features. Exceptions may apply. Performance reserves the right to purchase the competing dealer's vehicle. Applies only to new in-stock Chevrolet inventory. See dealer for details. Take delivery before 8/31/2013.
Visit our virtual showroom at PerformanceChevyChapelHill.com. Performance Chevrolet is a Hendrick team member.
He scores!
Big news for Canes fans. Diamonds Direct Crabtree has been selected as the official jeweler of the Carolina Hurricanes. Hey, it's John Forslund, play-by-play voice of the Canes. Very excited to make this announcement. Our staff, coaches, and players join me in inviting you to celebrate this fantastic new partnership with the Triangle's premier jewelry destination. Diamonds Direct Crabtree is the obvious choice for this honor. No other jewelry store even comes close in diamond selection, quality, or value. Anyone getting engaged in the Triangle knows Diamonds Direct dominates the bridal jewelry market. But it's more than just business. Diamonds Direct Crabtree is a great corporate citizen. They're always helping out area charities and getting involved in worthy causes. At the Hurricanes, we partner with quality companies and quality people. And that's why Diamonds Direct Crabtree was chosen. So join me in celebrating as we welcome Diamonds Direct Crabtree as the official jeweler of the Carolina Hurricanes. On Glenwood, outside Crabtree Valley Mall, across from Fleming Steakhouse.
It's summer and we're all spending more time playing sports and enjoying outdoor activities. With that means more injuries, bumps, and bruises. That's why UNC Family Medicine is your one-stop shop for treating injuries. You'll be cared for by the same staff that works with UNC teams and Chapel Hill Carrboro school sports. From on-site x-rays to physical therapy, UNC Family Medicine is here. And you can make appointments easily on the web at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way that UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
And now, WCHL presents the Commentators.
This is Mike Komovas. We hear and read plenty of negative news every day about the economy, the job market, school budgets, housing foreclosures, gas prices, what's going on in Washington, and more. Just because this is Orange County, many people think we're in good shape. Well, we could be doing much better and a whole lot more. There's 24 hours in a day, 168 hours a week. So what are you doing with your time? Try volunteering. There's many opportunities right here. Here's what some other people are doing. Christine Cotton, Susan Romaine, and Debbie Horowitz created Porch, organizing food drives to restock shelves of local food pantries for giving to families in need. They now have over 150 other volunteers and coordinators and 1,200 neighbors participating in monthly food drives. The Jobs Network of St. Thomas More Catholic Church helps people searching for a job or exploring a new career how to succeed in today's marketplace. On the second and fourth Saturday mornings each month, Richard Jordan, Connie Nigro, Mira Kirsch, Terry DeLeon, Kimberly Spores, Amy Laurenti, Bruce Gingrich, Karen McCall, and others facilitate meetings, lead discussions, provide contacts, and help people network. In the past 3 years, over 350 people have come to these meetings and gotten help. The Interfaith Council is seeking volunteers for client interviewers, greeters, food drivers, and day and evening assistants. The IFC helps homeless people in this area with the community kitchen and community house, the Robert Nixon Free Healthcare Clinic for Homeless, Home Start for homeless women and children, community services and food pantry, and a Hispanic outreach. If you volunteer even 1 hour a week, you'll still have plenty of time left. So, what will you do that'll be good news to report? This is Mike Komovas.
Is there a local issue you about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM. WCHL.
Tar Heel Trivia, brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. Here's your host, Jones Angel.
Tar Heel tight end Eric Ebron had a record-setting season in 2012 for Carolina football. The talented tight end pulled in 40 catches for 625 yards, which was the second highest yardage total on the Tar Heels last season. The 625 yards also set a new single-season record for receiving yards by Carolina tight end. Today's Tar Heel trivia question. Do you know who previously held the Carolina record for receiving yards in a single season from the tight end position? The answer after this. We all know you can't predict Mother Nature, and circumstances can change quickly, which is why your trusted choice agent wants you to consider purchasing flood insurance now before you need it. Without flood insurance, you have no protection if your home or business sustains damage. There's a 30-day waiting period for new flood policies, so don't wait. Get flood insurance today before you need it.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Eric Ebron set the single-season record for a Tar Heel tight end with 625 receiving yards last season. But whose record did he surpass? You have to go back more than 30 years to 1979, when Mike Chatham had 488 receiving yards to set the previous school record. Chatham had a big year in 79, leading the Tar Heels with 29 receptions, the 448 yards, and 8 receiving touchdowns. Carolina finished that 79 year 8-3-1 with a victory over Michigan in the Gator Bowl.
Tar Heel Trivia has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Hi, I'm John Hinkle, owner of Move It, Be Fit Personal Training in Durham. Honesty, integrity, motivation, accountability, and success are all phrases you may not expect to hear from a lot of personal trainers. At Move It Be Fit, we focus on each of these principles daily with our clients. If you have health, fitness, and lifestyle goals that you would like to achieve with a satisfaction guarantee, then give us a call today to set up a free consultation at 919-210-4008 or visit us online at moveitbefit.com.
It's summertime at Glass Half Full Restaurant and Wine Bar in downtown Carrboro. And not only is the living easy, but the eating and drinking are worth singing about too. Bracing gazpacho from juicy North Carolina peaches or a refreshing salad of watermelon, kiwi, and cucumbers with local feta cheese. Beautiful yellowfin tuna, plump shrimp, and shimmering scallops from our own coast paired nicely with a cold glass of Provençal rosé. You get the idea. It's time for the glorious foods and flavors of the season. Come to Glass Half Full and taste how delicious a Carolina summer can be.
6:49 is the time here at WCHL Studios. Aaron Keck filling in for Ron Stutz. Traffic looking good out there right now. Nothing to report on the roads in and around Chapel Hill, Carrboro, or throughout the Triangle. However, it is foggy out there in places, and the fog is pretty dense in some places. So if you're heading out there on the roads, be careful of that. This weather report is brought to you by Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruiser's and good to go. And by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Call ahead and bring home a Dickie's family pack. Select from 8 juicy smoked meats and fresh sides. Dickie's Barbecue Pit in Durham, just off Mount Moriah Road. 71 degrees right now in Chapel Hill, Carrboro. 70 degrees in Hillsboro. Partly cloudy out there, but again, there is fog to deal with, so be careful of that if you're driving around. Partly sunny skies today with a slight chance of rain later in the day. not too much, though. Highs will be in the upper 80s, so back to the hot weather. Overnight lows tonight down in the upper 60s with that slight chance of rain continuing. And then we'll see a slight chance of rain tomorrow to end the week, mainly in the afternoon. 30% chance of rain then. Otherwise, looking like a nice day, though. Partly sunny skies on Friday with highs around 90. Chance of rain will linger throughout Friday night and into Saturday morning, but then the weekend is looking gorgeous. Partly sunny skies on Saturday, mostly clear skies on Sunday, highs in the lower 80s both days. Does not get a whole lot better than that. Looks like that's going to be our weather as we carry through into Monday and Tuesday as well. Now it's time for local and celebrity birthdays presented by the UPS store in Menomont and Fordham Boulevard. Happy birthday to you. If today is your birthday, August 22nd, you share it with actress Valerie Harper, 74 years old, actress Cindy Williams of Laverne and Shirley, 66, singer Tori Amos is 50, actor Ty Burrell of Modern Family is 46, comedian Kristen Wiig of Saturday Night Live fame is 40, and Howie Duroux is 40 years old as well. He was in the Backstreet Boys. One of the Backstreet Boys is 40. We are all getting so old. They share birthdays with some of our celebrity, our local celebrities. Chapelboro insiders celebrating birthdays today include Jessica Simmons, Carol Innerson, Jody Witt, Catherine Scaldone, Allison Leeper, Brian Young, Monique Bassah, Antoinette Lewis, Mary Beth Lister, Penny Fuller, Martha Hauptman, Scott Goodsight, Samantha Wells, Bethan Anon, Susan Eastman, and our Chapelboro Insider Birthday Winner of the Day, William Hertzog. Congratulations to you. You win a $10 gift card courtesy of the UPS store. And happy birthday to all of our Chapelboro Insiders and to you if today is your birthday. 6:52 is the time. It's time now for Freddie Conger's trivia quiz. And although he's not in the studio today, through the magic of radio, we turn to Ron Stutz.
97.9 FM, WCHL, Thursday morning trivia question now. Mr. Kiger.
Yes, sir.
Come on stage.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
Tell us what you do for a living.
I weave baskets underwater.
Bennett Surf over here and Dorothy Kilgallen.
Exactly.
They're going to
quiz
you.
And I knit gasoline-powered turtleneck sweaters.
I think that would be a fascinating product to have.
It is a wonderful project. Fur-lined sinks.
It's the kind of thing that Aaron Keck would indulge in.
Yes!
But, he's...
Look, I have the market cornered presently.
Kind of a man about town, but you never know what he's going to do. I think that's cool.
That's what they said about President Caldwell, man about town.
Yeah.
Because he was, like, buried once and exhumed and buried at some other place and exhumed. And he was buried, like, three times and then exhumed.
That could have happened with Aaron Keck, too. I'm not sure.
Well, I'm hoping not.
Yeah, maybe not. But he's kind of a lively guy, so I doubt
it. Yes, he is. He's a good man.
Yeah, he is.
Hey, we're doing movies today.
Movies. All right. I'm ready.
They're not bovine in nature.
I'm ready.
And what movie is $200,000 of Confederate gold buried in a grave marked unknown next to Arch Stanton?
Next to Arch Stanton?
Arch Stanton. In what movie is $200,000 of Confederate gold buried in the grave marked unknown next to Arch Stanton? The hint I'll give you, it's in the 60s.
You know what? You lost me on this one. I don't know.
I could give one hint with one quick whistle.
Probably could.
Yep.
I don't know. Somebody will know, though.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure of that. It's 919-929-WCHL is your number to call right now. If you know the answer, you can be a winner.
And you can bring in something to trade with somebody who's brought something in previously.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can get a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers, where you are.
Good to go.
Yes.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
We've honored a lot of firefighters here at WCHL as hometown heroes, and indeed they are. We call on Dace Bergen at the Chapel Hill Fire Department to tell you all about another one.
Well, Jerry Boone came to work for us about 10 years ago. He's currently a captain with the fire department, and he's our logistics officer, which means that he keeps our trucks working, our equipment working, and anything that we need in terms of support. and he does that tirelessly. He works many extra hours to make sure that everything's up and running the way it should. He's just put in a lot of time over the past, it's been about 2 years now that he's been in this position.
In addition to all the things he does with the Chapel Hill Fire Department, Jerry Boone is a nice guy to be around.
He's a very nice guy. He's pretty gentle. He's got a good sense of humor, and he's very intelligent.
Jerry Boone is one relentless and tireless firefighter.
It's obvious that he has a huge love for it. In addition to working for us full-time, he also, the last I talked to him about it, he was working part-time at another fire department and also volunteering at a fire department where he lives.
Wow, that's amazing. So he's with three different fire departments.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's always positive and sets a great example for other firefighters. Jerry Boone is always focused on the task at hand.
He has a very can-do attitude, and he's always totally focused on the goal. So whatever needs to be done, he's willing to do to ensure that that it's taken care of.
He's the captain with the Chapel Hill Fire Department. His name is Jerry Boone, and he's today's WCHL hometown hero. Jerry, thanks for all you do.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
No suitcase required. Best Tile is here to make your dream design project a reality with their unsurpassed global selection of tiles. And you only have to travel down the road. The team at Best Tile has sourced the globe so they can bring you the imported selections that you love close to home. Best Tile is located right in your neighborhood between Chapel Hill and Durham at the corner of 15501 and Garrett Road, just off I-40. So stop by and visit their extraordinary showroom and all that the world has to offer without ever leaving the triangle. Best Tile, local store, global selection. Begin your quest at Best Tile.
Got faith? How does your faith come alive in daily living? I'm Kenner Quinar, pastor of Grace Church, and I invite you to join us this month as we make faith fun, down-to-earth, and practical. You'll grow in your faith and experience community this fall as we launch more than 70 small groups. We have phenomenal programming for kids, teenagers, and adults. In this day and age, we all need faith. Join us on the journey of faith. Yours will grow in our vibrant community. Grace Church, reaching people, building lives, gracelife.com.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Bella Spa. It's over half off, $195 for a body wrap and facial, available now for $89. Bella Spa wants you to come relax, renew, and rejuvenate in the area's newest spa, Fordham Boulevard. You'll receive a body wrap treatment that stimulates your body's ability to break down fat, increase metabolism, and help eliminate water retention using natural ingredients. It's over half off from Bella Spa. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Now, it took a little while, but we did get a winner, Gary from New Jersey, calling in with the answer. $200,000 in Confederate gold buried in an unmarked grave next to Arch Stanton. One of the greatest westerns of all time, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. That is the answer, courtesy of Freddie Kiger's trivia. We did have a couple people calling in with other spaghetti western guesses, but not quite that one. Until Gary called in with the right answer. We will have another chance for you to win tomorrow morning at this time. Tune in at 6:50 for Freddie Kiger's Trivia Quiz, Part 5 of this week. Of course, he'll be with Ron Stutz for the Trivia Quiz, and then Ron will be back in this chair on a Monday morning. One final look at your weather report this hour, brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off of I-40 at the 751 exit. Right now, we're looking at 71 degrees and partly cloudy in Chapel Hill, Carborough. Foggy out there, so be careful if you're out there on the roads. 70 degrees in Hillsboro. Going to be partly sunny today. We might get a sprinkle or two later on in the day, but nothing too bad. Highs today will be in the upper 80s. Overnight lows down to the upper 60s with that chance of rain continuing tonight. And then tomorrow, partly sunny skies throughout the day. 30% chance of rain in the afternoon. Otherwise, it looks like we'll stay dry. Highs around 90. Beautiful weekend in store.
Local news all day. Breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Add it up for yourself. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals our community. Chapel Hill, where business.